John, this is your mother and father, brother and sister. At first you may find this difficult to conceive, but in time you will find out for yourself that it is truly so. And you will also learn to comprehend for yourself that they symbolize the human soul's desire to be one with the universal soul. This gentle, ever-flowing love story has been told to everyone who truly wishes to find the way. Now listen carefully. In an age where mankind had gone mad and blind, the story of a man called Rasha and a woman called Dara took root. It is said that their love of life inspired all others to follow in their way, and eventually brought bliss and happiness to all the universal landscape. Rasha is described as being a gentle young man, with dark complexion, long black hair, and brown eyes, wearing in an ever-graceful flow a lapis lazuli-colored robe. He goes barefoot, although sometimes sandaled. He is Puhara and often meditates with Dara in their mountain ashram. Throughout the Pink City, all around the Green Sea, and up and down the River Ganges, Dara's emerald-colored eyes are renowned for their beauty and their size. And oh, how they scintillate at the slightest mention of Rasha of the blue sky. She was often pictured sitting at his feet, and he brushing her waist-long, sepia-colored hair at the foot of a mango tree. Her skin was as soft and as white as a crystal-pure snowflake, and her breasts were full of love for Rasha of the divine grace. And in her hair she wore flowers of all types, and she looked very beautiful and vibrant in a transparent red silk dress. And in her hand, she is pictured holding a golden chrysanthemum, while in the mango tree above, a pair of lovebirds are singing their songs of love. Their love went beyond all thoughts of love. They danced on every star and planet in the universe and found eternal happiness within nature's realm of bliss. And from dawn to sunset, from eventide to sunrise, from the infinitesimal to the infinite, everyone knew of Rasha and Dara's kiss. They became a legend in their own time, and stories of their love affair have been written and sung by poets and balladeers, in prose and in rhyme.